Immigration Portrait at the Seattle War School was produced by Washington State History students and Jack Straw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. Students at the Seattle War School come from all over the globe. As a special project, students share their immigration experiences through audio stories.
Pedro Alexander Carrodas is from Guatemala, a small, beautiful country in Central America. Pedro Alexander goes by Alex at school. He told us about growing up in a small community, San Antonio Ilotenango. He remembers the lake and playing soccer. He also loved to draw.
Mi niñez fue divertida. Cuando era niño aprendí lo que fue el arte, lo miré, conocí a Leonardo da Vinci, y ahí fue, me inspiré a empezar a dibujar, y sí, siempre he querido tener el arte que él tuvo, y fue un proceso grande. A los 9 años empecé a hacer mis primeros dibujos, a los 15 empecé a hacer retratos, y ahora sigo aprendiendo.
My childhood was fun. I learned what art was through studying Leonardo da Vinci. His artwork inspired me to draw. I wanted to have the same art that he had. When I was 9 years old, I began my first drawing. At 15, I began making portraits. And now I keep learning more.
Later, his family moved to the city, the department of Santa Cruz del Quiché. A year ago, Alex, his mom and sister made the decision to move again. It wasn't an easy choice to leave their home.
Fue la mejor decisión que tomé para venirme acá a Estados Unidos, porque he escuchado que ha sido un país que ha progresado y ha seguido adelante. Tiene buenas estabilidades económicas, que es capaz de sobresalir adelante.
It was the best decision to come here to the United States. It made me because I had heard that USA is a country that has come out ahead. It has economic stability. Here I can move forward.
Alex's journey to the United States was long and hard. There were many challenges along the way for his family.
Porque tardé en cruzar todo México, me costó. Estuve en México como 4 días y 5 noches tal vez. Y para llegar hasta llegar a Texas. Y cuando llegué a Texas, ¿cómo se llama? Que agarramos un bus que era para Seattle, Washington. Y ahí me tardé 4 noches y 3 días. Y fue muy, muy dificultoso.
I took the bus riding for 3 days and 4 nights until we came to Texas. Then another bus to Washington. It was very difficult.
Now that he is here in Washington, Alex has made new friends and is a good student. He told us his plans for the future.
Como dije, mis sueños y metas serían seguir adelante con mi vida, buscarme un buen empleo, intentar graduarme, intentar entrar en la universidad, tal vez si es posible, poder. Mi anhelo más grande que he tenido, y si es que se da, es de graduarme como médico forense, buscar un buen empleo sobre eso, y eso. Y si es posible también, aprender a dibujar más de lo que sé.
My dreams and my goals are to keep moving forward in life. I want to graduate, go on to college, and look for a good job. If it's possible, I want to keep making art. My greatest wish would be to graduate and become a forensic doctor.
Alex feels that school is like a second home to him, that the students and teachers here are like a second family, but he misses home. Someday he hopes to visit his country again.
Immigration Portraits at the Seattle War School was produced by Jack Straw Cultural Center and Seattle War School Washington State History Students. This segment was produced by Bethlehem Yevre, Encarnacion Gabriel Lopez, Jailin Barrera Torres, Brian Barraza, and Pedro Alexander K. Rodas. Special thanks to Seattle War School teacher Erin Chen, Far Culture, King County Lodging Tax Fund, Umpqua Bank Community Giving Program, and the Washington State Arts Commission. Original music by Karen Kajita, created through the Jack Straw Artist Support Program. For more information, visit us at jackstraw.org or email us at education@jackstraw.org.